What's going on, guys, and welcome to Big League Perspective. My name is Billy Pinkney, author of Passion Prevails. And today we have Chris Gronkowski joining the show. Chris is a former NFL player, brother of Rob Gronkowski, one of the Gronk brothers, and I'm really excited to have him on here because he's somebody who's taken a deep dive into other ventures outside of the sport. And that's really a lesson that you have to learn as a youth athlete, as a young guy who's growing up, is that no matter if you're the best player in the league, whether you're not, whether you make it to the highest level or not, you're going to retire. The career ends at some point. And you have to find something else that you enjoy outside of the game. And that's a lesson that we're going to talk about with him, is just finding that passion, finding something that gets you going, something that you can take the lessons you learned from your sport and then apply them to business or whatever career you choose outside of the sport you grew up playing your whole life. So I want to get right into it. Chris Gronkowski talking about the things that you need to know about leveraging what you learned in your sport and how to apply it to the next phase of your life. It's time for you to check out the BB Collection. Pick up some Billy the Bat Boy merch, inspirational quotes. We got faith-related merch. We got all kinds of stuff. Go check it out. The link to it is in the show notes below. We are joined by former NFL player, current entrepreneur, Chris Gronkowski. Man, I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny. I met your brother, Gordy, a few weeks ago in Tampa, and we were talking about some of the off-field ventures, the things that you guys have been working on since you retired and since your brother Rob retired as well. So, you know, take me through that a little bit and how important it is to have something outside of the game of football, something outside of the passion that you originally had that you've now been able to focus on and dedicate your post-career to.
Man, it's huge. I actually wish I thought about it more as I was playing. You know, I was a guy that I knew I wouldn't play forever. I was lucky enough to play a year. I was super pumped when I was lucky enough to get three credited seasons and get retirement and pension and everything else that comes with it. But you know, a lot of guys don't have a second plan. They think they're going to play football forever, and unfortunately, it's one injury or you know, just getting cut or one bad play away from never playing again. So it's absolutely huge having something else. I got really lucky. My wife started a business my second year in the NFL. Really started taking off the third year when I was in Denver. And when I left the league, I started actually helping her. It did really well. We scaled it. It was actually doing better than my NFL career did. So we're making more money doing that. And that led into really me being able to chase my own passion later on, about 5 years into it, which was sports and fitness, when I eventually went on and you know, created the Shaker Bottle and the company Ice Shaker.
No, that's incredible stuff. And so many young kids out there, they think of just their sport as the only thing that they enjoy doing. And then ultimately, you have to retire. You know, whether you're the best of the best, whether you play at the highest level, those guys retire too. And obviously, you experienced that. And you know, what message you have for them who might not be sure what their next step should be after they're done playing? Maybe it's high school. Maybe they're in college and they're just not going to have opportunities to play at the next level. And they're not really sure what step to take when they're about to have to hang up the cleats.
Yeah, man, it's tough because you want to be all in too, right? When you're playing, you know, it's hard to think of something else and not go all in on something that's as intense as, you know, playing in the NFL. So it's tough. It's tough to think of the other side. But at the same time, you know, it's not going to last forever. So you definitely want to leverage it while you have it too. One of the guys that did this the very best that I played with was Pat McAfee. You know, this guy during the season, you know, he's on Twitter back then because that was kind of the only social media platform that you can really engage with fans. But he's building an audience on Twitter. In the off season, he was going around and doing comedy shows. I don't know if it was intentional or not, or if he just loved doing it, but he was building a massive following, a massive audience. As a punter, you're not thinking, you know, this guy's going to have a huge following. And, you know, he has now, I mean, one of the biggest. But even when he was playing, had a very significant following and very significant influence as a player. So really cool to see. So definitely leverage it while you have it. People really listen and pay attention and want to be a part of anything you're a part of if you're still playing. Once you're done, and no one really cares as much, man. It's really not, you don't have that same pull. So definitely think about it that way. When you do have time in the off season, you do have a little bit of extra time instead of just partying. going on vacation and just living it up, you know, kind of start thinking about what's next. I went on and I took further educational classes at Harvard. It was something that the NFL offered. My brothers were actually in South Padre Island, and I was in Massachusetts taking classes from Harvard on entrepreneurship. So pretty cool. NFL, that's something that the NFL offers. They allow you to also go back to school and help pay for that as well. So there's a lot of tools there that you can use. Just not all the guys take advantage of it. So definitely take advantage of that. Take advantage of your time while you're still playing and start thinking about it, because you're going to have to do something next, unless you're one of the, you know, I wouldn't even say 1%, less than 1% of guys that make it to the point where they can actually live without having to do something next. But for me, you know, 4 years in, four different teams, you know, I started in 35 games, and you know, I was 26 years old when I was done. And, you know, there's no chance I could live off of what I made. You know, I was a guy that made minimum salary. I didn't even make, you know, $1 million after taxes. So there's definitely going to be a next step for almost every guy that's playing.
No, for sure. That's interesting, though, how the NFL provides that opportunity with courses. What percentage would you say of guys actually take that up and invest in that?
Very, very few. I would say less than 1% for sure.
Yeah. Is that only when they're playing during their active career, or could they be retired at that point?
I believe if you're vetted, you could also go back and take these courses. I could be wrong there, but yeah, there's definitely opportunities before and during and after.
No, that's awesome. I'd like to talk about the transition too. We talked a little bit about that with, you know, finding your passion and purpose outside the game, but I think a lot of young kids, they have trouble finding their identity outside of their sport. And they think that whether it's football, baseball, basketball, whatever it is, that's just who they are. And in reality, you know, there's much more to it, and there's other ways to impact people outside of the game. And, you know, I know your family's big into, you know, being out there and helping people. So what would you say is the main thing to focus on when realizing that there's so much more to the game and to just your personal life?
Yeah, I got guys that ask me all the time, you know, how do I figure out what to do next? They are in a spot most of the time where, you know, money at that exact moment isn't really, you know, something that's going to stress them. So I tell them, you know, what would you do if you got paid nothing? And, you know, because that's your true passion. That's what you love doing. You take that response and you say, all right, cool. You know, how do you now make a living doing that? You know, how do you make a little bit extra money, or how do you turn it into a career? I think I'm a good example of it. You know, I love being in the sports and fitness industry. I grew up watching my dad build a fitness equipment company. I used to deliver the equipment for him. But yeah, I grew up playing every sport. I was in the gym, you know, four or five times a week. And I was sitting there saying, man, I'd love to get back into that. I was working with my wife instead. We were doing personalized gifts. It was making great money, but it wasn't really my passion. So I found a way to leverage that through a shaker bottle. You know, I love being at the gym. I figured out a way to make a great product for the gym. And pretty soon I'm sitting there filming content, you know, full time, and making all these videos centered around health and fitness. So that's how I got back into it. Kind of just followed my passion and then found a way to make a living doing it.
And one thing that's unique with your family is that you guys always had someone to push each other. You know, you had your brothers to push you and motivate you, keep you going. How important is it to find those people in your circle who can continue to help you improve and say, hey, you know, maybe you should work on this, or just keep you accountable throughout the process?
Man, it's huge. You got to compete in everything you do. That's why we became so successful on the field. You know, we pushed ourselves all day, every day, really in everything. I mean, it was the weight room. It was even school, grades. But definitely on the field as well. And it's the same thing after you're done. You got to find that locker room feel again. You know, when you're in the locker room, everyone's there to win. You know, they're there for the right reasons, the same reasons everyone's playing as a team. I found really quickly that in business, and once you leave the locker room, it's completely different. A lot of people are there just to collect a paycheck. You know, they're there because they have to be there. They're not there because they're trying to win or they're passionate about it. So I found out really quickly, you got to still bring that same mentality and find people like that to bring around you and build it. You know, that's kind of how we built this business, was, you know, let's find guys and girls that want to be a part of it, that are passionate about it and want to win each and every day. And let's motivate them as a team. That was a huge key piece that I learned from my dad in business, was that instead of individually incentivizing people, find ways to do it as a team, and every single thing changes. I mean, it's the same thing as the locker room. Everyone's there. They're incentivized to win the game. You know, in business, how do you do that as well? You know, instead of incentivizing just your sales team, do different ways to like profit share where, you know, every single person wins if everyone wins as a whole. So a lot of the business and the incentives based around our company are based on teams and team goals.
So you think it was an easier transition into business because you had that foundation already with athletics?
It is if you implement it, which I didn't at first. That was a lot of learning. That was a lot of questions being asked once it really started taking off. I mean, you go into this thing and you know nothing. You leave the one of the best run organizations, the NFL in the world, with this amazing structure and, you know, itineraries every day you walk in and you start something on your own. It's just you're building it from nothing and you really don't know. You don't learn that stuff until you start doing it, unless you went to school as an entrepreneur. You know, you had someone that could actually teach you all these things, which I kind of had that. I just didn't listen to him. It was my dad who had been in business for about 30 years. So, it was definitely a grind. I finally realized that after about 3 years that, you know, this thing should be the same thing as a locker room. And once you realize that and you start building it that way, things change quickly with the culture and just the whole atmosphere of the company.
I'm sure when you first got to the NFL, there were some tough lessons that you had to learn and just how they operate and how things work. You know, were there any lessons that stood out to you of things that you had to just change in your game and just realize?
Man, I mean, I knew it was coming, but and it wasn't a problem with me, but just, you know, being late. You know, if you're late, you're fine. If you're late, you might be cut. Wait, you know, you got assigned to wait. I'm like, what do you mean that I got to wait? And, I came in, my weight for training camp was 245 pounds. If you're overweight, yeah, you're getting fined per day. I think my first year was $512 per pound per day that you were overweight. So no one even believes it when you tell them that. You're like, how could you get fined at your job for being, you know, overweight? But it's true. I mean, you just don't see anything like that. So the discipline level, the expectations were just, I mean, they're so high. Yeah, there's nothing else like it. And everything you do is recorded and watched. There's no other job where, at least that I know of, where every single thing you do is recorded and then dissected and broken down by multiple coaches. And, you know, you're really under pressure to do everything the right way every time.
How do you like it now, not playing anymore and just maybe having less eyeballs on you, even though you're still in the spotlight with what you're doing in business and on social media and everything, but everything's not dissected as it used to be back when you were playing?
It's a lot less stressful, I can tell you that, for sure. I mean, there was a lot of sleepless nights when I was playing. Just intense, man. It's intense. And it's also a lot of respect, too, for the players that are currently playing and still play. I didn't really respect it as much as I do now. And once you leave and you look back on it, you're like, wow, man, that was intense. And it's just tough to do that again.
Before we wrap it up, I definitely want to ask about the naysayers and people who doubt you or, you know, have a problem with how you do things. You know, I think a lot of people face that, and, you know, kids growing up, they really don't know how to handle that too well. And sometimes they lash out or, you know, they get discouraged and they may not want to play, or they have these different, you know, ways of looking at it. So what would you recommend for the kids growing up who may be dealing with some of that doubt from other people?
Use it as motivation. You know, I grew up in a household. I was told multiple times that it's a 1 in a million chance of making it to the next level. I had two brothers that were a lot better than me. So, you know, there's a lot of doubt there. And, you know, just use that as fuel. Keep working hard. Do the right things each and every day. And really, at the end of the day, if you don't make it in sports and athletics, people still notice. You know, people notice guys that work hard, that put it in every single day, and they want to be around them. So, if you continue doing that, even if it's not in athletics, you know, it's in whatever you do, you're going to keep moving up the ranks. You see people like that all the time that, you know, they might be just doing a good job at the local restaurant. And, you know, the business owner that's there eating is going to walk up to them and say, hey, you know, are you looking to do something else? Because they're doing it right. They're doing it the right way with the right attitude. So if you approach everything that way, it doesn't matter if you don't make it to the NFL. Very few people do. Sometimes you might just not be gifted enough, just, you know, God given. Other times you might get an injury that, you know, you just can't prevent. You might have done everything right and, you know, just the wrong thing happened. So if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen for you. There's so many other things that will happen because you did the right thing. So just keep working, man. Just always, every day, get better, put the work in, and the right things, you know, they're going to come your way.
Great stuff. Hey, before we wrap up, plug what you're working on right now before we get out of here.
Yeah, for sure, man. So company's called Ice Shaker. I've been doing this 7 years now. Got on Shark Tank over 6 years ago at this point, over 200 SKUs, anything from a gallon jug, a speaker bottle down to kids cups. But this is the main bottle. That's the little cool galaxy color that I got here. But it's going to mix up shakes, going to blend up powders really all day, every day. Use it as a water bottle or use it to mix up your favorite drinks or even put your hot coffee in there. It's going to keep it hot. But kitchen grade insulated, patented twist and agitator in it, measurement markings handle, really just the ultimate bottle for everything. So that's what we do. We customize them as well. We have really cool partnerships, NFL, really all teams, all leagues, NCAA, MLB, US Army. We just released a Dragon Ball Z edition of the bottles as well. So really cool partnerships that we'll continue to build on as well.
Good stuff. Chris, I appreciate it. Thank you for the time, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
If you're a high school, college, or youth athlete, you got to check out this book, Passion Prevails, or if you know one, it would make a great gift. This book is a compilation of interviews with professional athletes, mainly baseball players, but you have coaches in here, other professionals who have had decades and decades of experience in the sport. And the main goal is this: to help inform, entertain, and give value, provide value on how to navigate your career while facing adversity, how to deal with those challenges that are inevitable, that you're gonna face throughout your career. And many kids out there don't have the proper instruction and guidance on how to navigate those challenges until they're a little bit older, until they have those experiences themselves and need to learn the hard way. So go check it out. It's filled with gems, great quotes, and messages from some of the best players in the sport of baseball. So I highly recommend it. Go check it out. It's in the show notes below. What a great chat with Chris Gronkowski, man. Honestly, you have to find what you love to do outside the sport. And joining his brothers and his family and creating a family business and the shaker bottles and Gronk Fitness, that's what it's all about, is finding what you love to do. And they've been able to continue doing that. And also the other lessons that you need to take into consideration. You know, he mentioned how you're late, you're going to be paying fines, right? You're overweight as a football player, you're going to be paying fines. Those things that keep you accountable. You know, he had brothers who kept him accountable while playing, and now working together in a family business, the same thing goes. You got to be accountable and take responsibility for what you're doing. So before we wrap up, though, we have to mention the 10 perspective points, the 10 core values of this show. We mentioned how important it is to find your identity outside of your sport. And that's huge, because you don't want to take your sport and think that that's who you are. That's what you do. That's your job. That's your profession. But who you are is something much greater. We talk a lot about trusting God and his plan for you. Right? It's so important to remember that there's a greater plan for your life and you're not always in control 100% of the time. Number three, prove yourself right, not others wrong. Man, do what you know you're capable of doing. Don't let the outside noise come in and distract you. Don't worry about the naysayers and the opinions of others there. Don't worry about that. Number four, you were born with a purpose. Allow it to be revealed to you. Like I said before, you know, you have a purpose. You're going to be doing what you need to do, and allow it to be revealed to you. You know, just let that be revealed to you. Let whatever it is that you're meant to do happen. It'll happen naturally. You know, maybe it'll come to you when you're meditating or taking a walk or in the shower. It'll come to you what exactly you need to do. You have to seek it. But you can't force it too hard, because then it'll be tough to distinguish whether it's your own thoughts or whether it's not really what you should be doing. It's not an easy thing to do, but just relax and allow that to come to you. Your teammates will remember how you treated them. Be a good person. Be a good teammate. Be the person who you wish you had in your corner. It's crucial. Number six, learn from others' mistakes as if they were your own. Don't replicate the mistakes of other people, man. You see someone do something, you see they get in trouble for it, you see it doesn't work out well, it leads to destruction. Don't replicate it, man. Don't do the same thing. Learn from that mistake, and then learn from your own mistakes, and then be better because of it. Create your own approach if you want a different result than others. Nothing great happens if you don't have your own approach, if you don't do things your own way, if you don't separate yourself from everybody else. Separate yourself from the crowd. Be independent. Be a leader. Be somebody who's doing things differently than the rest. That's how you get ahead. That's how you make something of yourself and be the best person you can be. Live for each day, not the weekends. Man, each day is a blessing. Each day is an opportunity to get better. You don't want to look at Friday night, Saturday night, and having Sunday off as the prime of your week and the only time that you can enjoy something. No, you want to enjoy every day. Monday is a great opportunity to do great things. Tuesday is an opportunity to do great things. It's not just the 3 days at the end of the week that are the prime opportunity. No, you have each day, all 7 days. Create your own version of cool, because fitting in is what losers do. Man, we got this on a t-shirt. Go check it out. Link's in the description. But fitting in is what losers do, man. You don't want to fit in. You want to be different than everybody else. Even though it's not easy, you may be made fun of. You may be making videos in high school and people are making fun of you for it because that's different, right? That's different than what everyone else is doing. So you're an outlier. You're going to be made fun of because it's just not what the people who are cool are doing. And whatever that is, whether that's video, whether that's art, whether that's music, you know how many music artists have been made fun of by the people they grew up with because they're letting their emotions pour through in the tracks that they're creating and the lyrics. And next thing you know, they're doing some great things. And then they're cool, right? Then they're the guy. That's just how it works. That's just how it works. You may not see it now if you're a little bit younger in high school, but don't worry about that kind of stuff. And the last thing, embrace your passion, because passion prevails. If you don't have your passion, it's tough to really find more meaning and a deeper reason for why you're doing something. You know, embrace that passion. You've been blessed with the passion for something. I'm assuming a lot of you guys are playing sports. You have something that's exciting that you do each day or several times a week. Embrace that. And guess what? Even though you're done playing, it doesn't mean it goes away. You could find ways to build on that and use that foundation as something that you can continue to build on. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Really appreciate it if you can go ahead and like the video, comment, leave a review, subscribe, and then we'll see you next time here on Big League Perspective. See you later.